Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Tuesday, April the 28th. It is a great joy to be with you here on the radio once again. I thank the Lord for it. Well, we're coming down to the end of our Reaching America project. We're asking 1,000 people across America to give $10 a month, for the next year. We've had several people give. We probably had, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 people give. You say, well, preacher, it looks like it'd be 300 or 400. Well, I wished it would be. And it may be yet. Somebody may step up and decide to give, and we've had some give more than that. Amen. So maybe you could make a large gift. We're trying to get to $3,100 by the end of April. Now, we've already got Omaha, Nebraska taken care of, and we're going to try to pay for a station in Tucson, Arizona, where we can go on. And we've figured that for $3,100. And so I hope that you will help us with this project. And you can make a check to GBI and then send it to GBI Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You say, preacher, I'm just sick and tired. Every day I turn you on and you're begging for money. Well, let me say something about that. I'm not begging for money. I'm just asking you to help in the Lord's work and invest your money. You know, friend, I don't live for money. I live for the Lord, and I trust God. But, you know, I'm honored that me and my wife, Christy, are able to invest our money for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we even gave on this project. And I praise the Lord, plus what we give to the radio, plus our tithes and missions given. And we were thinking about the other day how much money God's given through us down through these years. But, you know, I don't regret a thing that God has given through me over these years. God's been mighty, mighty good to me. And I love the Lord. And we need some people today that are serious about the Lord's work. Amen. About getting people saved. It's not about you and me and how many riches we have and how many cars we have and how many swim. And by the way, if you have all that, I'm not mad at you. But I'm just saying my work is for the Lord. I want to do God's will until the day He calls me out of here. Amen. And now today we're going to a message on the communion of the Holy Ghost. And I hope this message will be a real blessing. It's R494, I believe, R494. And moving on up close to that 500 message mark, but R494. And so I hope you'll pray for us this week and ask God to help us. Write us when you can. Father, take the broadcast and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the message of the word of the Lord. And to get those out, you know, the judgment seat of Christ is coming. And I don't want to stand before God with secret things in my heart that God's going to bring out in front of everybody. I don't want that. You see, God looks on the heart. God don't look on the head. God don't look on words. God, you can say, I love the Lord all you want to. But how does your heart show it? Amen. You see, now in Psalm 139, now these verses right here, verse number 23, the psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. The Bible says, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And the Bible said, lead me in the way everlasting. He said, I want you to lead me in the right way, the way everlasting. But I want you to see if there be any wicked way in me. You know, we can be saved and have wicked ways in us. Communion with the Lord is the Lord flushing all that junk out of your heart. And you see, it's not just sins of the outward. It's not just sins of the flesh. I mean, listen, there are sins of the flesh. There are sins of the outward flesh. I mean, wearing the wrong kind of clothes and smoking the wrong kind of things and the cigarettes and all this kind of stuff. And I don't do any of that stuff. I'm not mad at people. I don't do that. But deeper than that, a man can be clean on the outside. A man can wear the right kind of clothes. A man can never smoke, never chew. A man can never drink a drop of alcohol. But on the inside, if that man's eat up with bitterness or unforgiveness, he's in worse shape than a man that has his outside messed up. You see what I'm saying? I mean, we need to let God get on the inside. Let God get about our motives. Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? You know, I know people, they're manipulative. They seek harm to other people by playing little games and doing little things. And let me tell you something, you need to get away from all that stuff. You need to let God search your heart. Friend, today we are very guilty of not letting God search our heart. You know, there's some of you husbands right now. You need to go back and make things right with your wife. Amen. You're not always right. She's not always right. Lady, there's some things you need to go make right with your husband. Hey, sir, there's some things you need to go make right with that church. There's some things you need to make right with God, make right with yourself. Young people, there's some things you need to make right with God. Your heart's got all messed up. You know, your heart can get hard. Did you know that? You listen to preaching, you go to church, and boy, you say, man, they just lay it on me, and your heart can get hard. But God wants your heart to be soft. God wants to search your thoughts and your heart. What do we think on, brother? Well, our mind is a battlefield for the devil. You know that? You know, in the last 100 years in America, there's been so much appeal to the mind. Hollywood has come on the television. I mean nudity, profanity, ungodliness, immorality. Alcohol. I mean, listen, they can't sell anything without having a half-dressed woman on there to get your mind. And then the little crude jokes and the little crude 30-minute little television programs that we honestly, growing up, we didn't realize they had as much effect, and we didn't realize how they were shaping society. We are where we are today because of all that junk. Now, we can say what we want to, but we are where we are because of all that junk. And we can laugh about it, but we are where we are. We wonder what's wrong with America. Let me tell you something, folk. America was founded by people that love the Lord. So if America has slipped into sin, where are those people that love the Lord? You see, we need communion with the Holy Ghost. When you have communion and He's got your heart and mind, you're not going around telling filthy jokes, you know. I mean, listen, you're going to be thinking on heavenly things. Amen. You may be thinking on godly things. Let the Lord get our mind. Boy, I tell you what, He's still working on me. One of my favorite verses is Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Now, that word will means He'll do it if you let Him do it. You can stop God from working in your life. Did you know that? And I want God to finish the work He started in me. God's still working on me. I'm certainly not where I need to be. I have not arrived. Amen. You haven't either. But our heart, communion with the Holy Ghost, open our heart to Him. You say, Lord, you say, preacher, I'm afraid to do that. Let me say, God's kind, God's merciful, God's not going to do anything against you. God wants to do everything to help you. Open your heart to God. Let God search your heart. As the psalmist said, search me, O God. Don't ever be afraid as a Christian to pray that prayer, search me, O God. Don't ever be afraid. Let God put His spotlight upon you. By the way, don't get mad when some preacher preaches something if he's preaching from the Bible. Don't you get mad about it. Listen, friend, if a man tells me something from the Bible that I'm doing wrong, I need to listen to it. There's a man the other night in church. He got up and preached. I'll tell you what's truth. He wasn't loud, really. He didn't run the aisles. But I'll tell you one thing. He got down there where I was living. And I tell you, then this last night, I turned a preacher on, listened to him. And boy, the Holy Spirit impressed me, said, I want you to listen to such preacher, and called his name to me. And boy, was the message for me. Now, brother, you ever had God do that to you? I'm telling you, you know what that is? God getting a hold of that heart. Communion with the Holy Ghost, number one, continue in the secret place. Number two, open your heart to God. Number three, let me give you number three, communion with the Holy Spirit. Number three, here's how you communicate with the Holy Spirit. Meditate in the Scriptures. Now, this is not preached much, but meditation is the greatest form of studying your Bible. Now, some believe that they got to have a stack of dictionaries out, and they got to have a stack of books and commentaries, and they're going to find out, and half of it is what man's opinion is, and half of it is Bible. Listen, we should, sometimes, if we ain't careful, we'll incorporate secular history into the Bible to try to explain something, and if we ain't careful, that history goes against what the Bible's trying to tell us. We got to be careful with that. History is not the authority. The Bible is. Okay? The Bible is. We got to be careful that we preach the Bible. We got to be careful we study the Bible. So, meditate on the Bible. Now, it don't mean that you don't use commentaries and other books. That's called studying, and that's good. But a lot of people put more emphasis on studying than do anything else. But I tell you what, I put emphasis on meditation. You know, as a young preacher, I've been preaching now. I'm in my 42nd year. And I don't know much. I don't claim to know much. I know God, and I know what's right and wrong. But let me say something about that. The greatest things ever happened in my life, and I learned more Bible when I meditated. And I've gotten away from meditation over the years. I do more study and more reading and things of that nature. And you need to do it all. But let me say, the greatest days of my life was when I sat under that old tree outside in the summertime. And I'd fast part of the day and pray a little bit and read and study, meditate. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I meditated in the scripture of God. Now, you want to commune with the Holy Ghost and find out what he wants? Get in his book. You see, the Holy Ghost is the author of the King James Bible. He's the author of the Bible. He wrote all 66 books, 1,189 chapters. You know, the Bible said, holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And our Bible was written in a great way. It was written spiritually. Now, you say, preacher, I don't understand the Bible. Well, the Bible was written spiritually. The Bible was not written according to man's wisdom. That there's some things in the Bible that you might say, oh, it would be better worded this way. You know, I run up on men all the time in the commentaries, and they'll say, well, the translators ought to have said this, or they should have said that. Let me say something. That is worldly thinking. And you're not interpreting the Bible spiritually. You see, there's a spiritual interpretation to the Bible. God wrote it the way he wanted to write it. And we're to read it that way. Now, I know I've read this psalm to you over the years many times on the radio, or these verses, but I'm going to read it again. Psalm 1, verse number 2. But he's talking about a man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. It don't mean that he goes around with the Bible in his hand all the time. Meditate means to muse on. Meditate means to roll over in your mind. Think about it. But I will say you won't do much meditation if you're bound to television, if you're bound to sports. And I tell you, sports has got America, boy. They can't miss their favorite team playing. And I tell you, God's been dealing with me about something. I'm not a Pharisee. I'm not the son of one. I am not going to get on the radio and tell you that I'll never listen to another sports game. I am not going to tell you that. Because as sure as I do, the devil will put a ball game, you'll turn your TV on, and I'll be sitting there in the ballpark. I'm not going to tell you that. But I am saying this to you, that we, the Bible said, lay aside every sin and lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Some things are not a sin, they're a weight, but you need to discard them if you're going to do anything for God. I talked to Dr. Stennett Ballew one day, and we were talking about how he knew the Bible. And Dr. Stennett Ballew said, well, I don't listen to sports. Now, he wasn't criticizing sports. He didn't say anything about it. He just said, I don't listen to it. In other words, I put that time into meditating in the Bible. Brother Lou was always wanting to figure things out in the Bible. He died wanting to figure things out in the Bible. He ran some things by me that were, some of them were deep. I mean, you know, deep. And I'm like, man, Doc, I mean, I can't, you know. And I mean, but here's the thing about it. He wanted to know the Bible. And you know the Bible by meditating in the Bible. You know, one of the greatest things I ever did as a young preacher, I read Proverbs chapter number 6. And I read there what God said about adultery. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? My friend, I've read those scriptures. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But he said, but he talked about a man that committed adultery, a wound and dishonor shall he get. How many times in 40 years, almost 30-some years since I started meditating in the Bible like that, has the Lord replayed those verses in my mind? Now, I tell you what, I've seen men fall in the ministry. Nobody's above falling. But I've seen men fall into sin. Why? Because they did not heed the scriptures that God laid before them. I tell you, brother, the devil don't like meditation, but that's communing with the Holy Spirit. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Tuesday, April the 28th. I certainly appreciate you for listening. I'd love to have a card or a letter from you just to know where you're listening to us from, all right? And it'd be a real blessing. An email, comments at gbiradio.org. And today's message is also available, the entire message, R494. If you want that, we can email it, comments at gbiradio.org, or we can mail it to you on CD recording. Please request what you want when you write us. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.